Welcome to Rising Moon Astrology. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology, welcoming you to my podcast. I release podcast episodes for each new and full moon, occasionally for other special astrological events, but generally the new and full moons, which are my focus. My website, risingmoonastrology.com, has information about the readings I offer as a consulting astrologer, and some other information about my background and astrology in general. I'm also on Instagram as Rising Moon Astrology. And I have a newsletter if you'd like to receive this information in your email inbox. The music that you hear is composed and performed by flautist Suzanne Tang. The track is called September Angels, and her music is available through magnatunes.com. It's Sunday evening as I record this in my Eastern U.S. time zone. Looking ahead to Monday evening's full moon in the sign of Cancer. This is a pretty emotional full moon that also brings with it outside the norms, out of bounds, literally, energies that can take us in a lot of different directions. It's likely to feel intense and activating, might be another word that would work for this full moon. And yet, given the times we're in, given the news cycle we're in, given that this is the first full moon of 2025, it's almost a bit too much right on target. So it's not meant to be destabilizing. It's meant to be thought-provoking as we confront how we feel at the beginning of what proves to be a pretty challenging year. Tomorrow, Monday, we reach the full moon in Cancer, which aligns with the ongoing Mars-Pluto opposition. This full moon also trines and sextiles the outer planets Neptune and Uranus, as well as the nodes of the moon, while also squaring Chiron. The Cancerian full moon is illuminating weighty matters that relate to how we act in the world, what motivates us, and how we feel about these things. This all happens in the context of a present and future that carry more and more weight of their own in a time when so much is changing and so much feels at risk. All of these planets and points are at the ends of their signs, signaling a time of culmination and change. The one exception is Pluto at the beginning of Aquarius, lighting the way into our uncertain future. The Sun rules the last phase of Capricorn, a place of power and dominion. In this decan, we have a chance to claim our rightful place in the world and shine there. The Moon rules the last phase of Cancer, also powerful in desiring and acquiring everything she needs for herself and her family. Mars, not well placed in the last decan of Cancer, feels hunger for what he cannot have, or perhaps sees himself as the victim of others who take things from him. This is, however, a retrograde Mars who just re-entered Cancer from Leo, where he stationed retrograde. So we're in the midst of a reflective period with Mars that contrasts the regal strengths of Leo with the emotionally motivated desires of Cancer. Adding another layer of intensity is the fact that the Moon, Mars, and Mercury are all out of bounds and aspecting each other by declination, which measures distance from the celestial equator. The Moon and Mars are parallel, 1 degree apart and north of the celestial equator. This is like a conjunction, so already heightened emotions and energies now head off in odd or unusual directions. We could feel more determined, aggressive, or passionate in good or problematic ways. The Moon and Mars are contra-parallel Mercury, which is like an opposition. Mercury, now in pragmatic Capricorn, wants to be sure our actions are well-grounded, while now being willing to explore new and unusual territories. Pluto, in the first face of Aquarius, bears the mark of exile, sometimes an unwilling or forced exile, but sometimes a chosen path that feels appointed or destined. We may indeed be on journeys to strange places. With all these patterns, we actively explore what it means to have power, to have the strength and the right to acquire what we want and need, and how we feel about it all. These patterns invoke the archetype of the hero, a path that brings us into knowledge and skill and potentially wisdom and achievement. There are many kinds of heroes, though. This full moon in Cancer illuminates the hero who is a protector, whose drive is based in love and connection. Sometimes, feeling a need to protect our own leads us to be against others who are not really enemies at all, but only those we don't know, don't understand, and perhaps don't like. One potential for this full moon is a chance to see beyond the limits of our caring and consider a wider view of family and how we can best take care of those we love. Being heroic in this personally motivated way can look like the Chinese heroine Mulan, the daughter who hides who she is to become a soldier to help defend her homeland. Or Sarah Connor, who plays a heroic role in the Terminator series. Sarah begins her quest to defend her son, but over time develops the skills and commitment to defend all of humanity. Historical figures like Boudica, queen of the Iceni in ancient Britain, took arms against the Romans to defend her family and tribe. Then her actions became a wider rebellion against Imperial Rome. Fighting is certainly something that appeals to Mars, but is not the only path to becoming a hero who defends home and family. There are quieter heroes. Rosa Parks was a seamstress whose action in refusing to give up her seat on a bus helped spark a nationwide civil rights movement. Or Ruby Bridges, whose quiet heroism began when she was 6 years old. Ruby was the first Black child to attend a whites-only school in Louisiana, where she needed to be escorted each day by federal marshals who walked her past a crowd of people shouting hateful insults at this little girl. Raoul Wallenberg was a special envoy from Sweden to Hungary during World War II. He quietly issued passports to Jewish families, helping thousands escape persecution and death. He disappeared during the war and is thought to have perished in a Soviet prison. But actions motivated by strong emotion can be problematic. We can seek to harm people who are no danger to us because we see them as a threat. Or actions motivated by revenge may become difficult to justify beyond our own narrow view of, air quotes, what we needed to do. Medea, a tragic figure in Greek myth, killed her own children after her husband Jason betrayed her. Arya Stark, one of the most popular characters in Game of Thrones, is largely motivated by revenge, preparing herself by seeking out training as an assassin. These are dramatic examples, yet they represent the forces at play in this full moon in Cancer. What are we called to do in this time in history? What inspires us or impels us to act in certain ways? Uranus at the end of Taurus trines and sextiles the full moon. This last decan of Venus's sign of fixed Earth is a place where we face squarely into the misfortunes of the world. Taurus is a sign of slow, careful growth, of investing carefully, of tending what we have. Yet in this last decan, we can experience the ways larger forces of, say, climate change can destroy what we've so carefully built. Mercury, contraparallel the moon in Mars, and so also a player in this full moon, is in the first face of Capricorn. Here we understand what place can mean. We have a chance to learn about where we are in the world. Are we in the right place? What is the lay of land here? We find Neptune and the north node of the moon at the end of Pisces, trining and sextiling the full moon. This is a place of wild dreams and crazy quests that take us far from the familiar in search of what? What inspires such journeys, if not something or someone we love? At the end of Pisces, we can risk it all and succeed beyond our wildest dreams, or fail spectacularly. If these images feel extreme, it's because they are. Most of us lead much quieter lives in which we hope to find purpose and happiness without confronting huge challenges or major issues. We find Venus and Saturn conjunct in mid-Pisces. The middle decan of Pisces is a place where we look for balance between our ideals, our biggest goals, and the reality of things, which is pretty much what we'd expect with a Venus-Saturn conjunction, the intersection of our dreams and the reality of our lives. These two square Jupiter in mid-Gemini, which is a place of learning to live with contradiction. Gemini is always about dualities of all kinds. Perhaps we ordinary folk resonate more with the balancing act that Venus and Saturn square Jupiter represent. Yet whatever the facts of our lives are today, this full moon is likely to bring up emotions that are intense and far-reaching. Even if we and our families, which includes found and chosen families, as well as birth families, even if we all are currently safe and well, we have only to glance at the news to know that others are not. We live in sobering times. Yet this full moon is not about feeling bad. It's certainly not about despair or giving up, giving in. This full moon invites us to feel, to explore the emotional landscapes of what it takes to be a hero. Heroism can sometimes be one small action that sparks something larger, or saves something or someone, or somehow shifts the balance in a way that allows something good to survive and grow. How might each of us take heroic action? What do we most wish to safeguard? How do we feel about this? Because the fact is, in the right circumstances, we can all be heroes, even if just for one day. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology, wishing you a deeply insightful and, yes, emotional full moon in the sign of Cancer. Because with this full moon, it's through emotion, through feeling, that we will get in touch with where we are, who we are, and how we want to orient ourselves to the presently uncertain future that faces us. I wish all of us safety and love and connection, because in the end, it's these things that are going to get all of us through. As always, thank you for listening.